Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com. Yay! And welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. We've all heard the maxim that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And when you come down to offer time, you know, it's more complicated than just simply a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. But that's what I try and take on with today's show. I hope you find it helpful, and I hope you give No BS Job Search Advice Radio 5 stars on iTunes. And with that, let's get going. I want to tell you a cautionary tale, give you a warning, however you want to language it. And it came from a recent experience I had with a job hunter. Now, this was an individual who was moving to a new city. He'd purchased a house with his wife, wanted to move to the new location, contacted me because I had a client there that I had a position that he was well qualified for, all sorts of good stuff. So he interviews with my client. He's about to get an offer. The head of the department he's interviewing with is traveling, so it can't get signed off on right away. In the meantime, unbeknownst to me until the last minute, he's received an offer from another firm. I contact him to let him know my client is about to extend an offer. The HR person from my client contacts him to let him know he's going to be getting an offer. All they have to do is get one last signature. They expect to have it signed off on in a day or two. Let me fast forward. The applicant asks me about my client and whether they're reliable. I said, they took the time to call you to let you know that this was going to happen. I don't know this person to be a liar. So I would say it's going to happen. I gave him my best judgment. Now, I'll also say that I didn't know he had another offer until the very end of this. And he emails me on a Friday evening to say, based upon what he's heard from the HR person, he's going to turn down the offer he has and wait for my client. And the horrible thing that happened is that the head of the department decided not to sign off on the offer. Now he's out of a job, can't recover that other offer. He's got to find something, and he's moved to his new city. So he has no income. Now, consider that a lesson. What you do instead is one of a couple of things. Number one is you delay communication. And I want to be clear, I did not ask him to turn down that other offer. You know, the lesson here is a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. The way to have handled that situation is, number one, and there are two alternatives. Number one is you accept that offer and set a start date out maybe a week further so that in this way you can stall a week's time for my client to have come back. If my client hadn't, he would have gone off to that other job. And then if my client came through, he could have made another decision if he thought that made sense. Not my choice, his choice. The second thing is to just stall the acceptance of, the turn down of the offer, stall the acceptance of that original offer, and try to wait for my client. And if pressured, ultimately accept, delay the start a little bit. You get the idea. You don't turn down offers based upon a hope, a wing, and a prayer. What you do is you turn down offers when you have something, not necessarily in writing, when you have the oral offer, when you're being told that that offer is going to be issued in writing, etc. Not before that. Especially in situations like this, where he was going to be stranded, in effect, without a job at a time where he really needed to be positioned. So, again, my advice is a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Stall as long as you can. Delay starting as long as you can, if that other offer is the preferred job. And again, if it isn't the preferred job, it doesn't matter. But in this case, it was. the money was going to be significantly better, the work was going to be significantly better. You get the idea. But you don't turn down something for the hope that something may come through, because as happened here, sometimes it doesn't. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them many more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.